What's going on, beautiful people? This is your man Krishna Fist coming with another video. Today's video is going to be a little different. It's just going to be me saying a couple things that's been on my mind for a while, for a couple days now. Usually I just blog whatever's on my mind at the moment, but today we're going to do a video. This video is going to be about our youth, our generation, the one that you're probably in, and our fearlessness, and how it's being shown in the world today, and how it can be used to our benefit. And I've identified four different things to help us stand out, to be unique, to be exemplary within our specific fields, because I'm telling you, this generation is a completely different sort of human being. Our fearlessness is through the roof, and we are doing whatever it takes. And the first identity is hunger. Our hunger is just completely unsatiated at all moments. We're always looking for something to fulfill us, to challenge us, because we know we're gonna have something valuable at the end of the day to hold on to. We're constantly looking within ourselves to pull our own potential out of us, because there are a lot of people in this world that seek to suppress that inner gift that we have. So we have people like my little brother Isaiah, we have my little brother Micah, my older brother Eugene, we have my sisters Yasmin and Michaela. We all have our specific sort of gifts, and we're all on our specific journeys on our own, but then again, we work with each other to sort of help one another out and give each other ideas. We're hungry because we're searching for information. Food, we now know, is information. So when we say, give us our daily bread, that means give us our daily knowledge, our daily dose of wisdom. I just remember a few years ago when my little brother started filming, me, him, and my cousin Jalen, we would just have fun just filming. It doesn't matter about what anyone else was doing. We were just doing what fulfilled us, having fun, and then still, you know, producing content and entertaining people at the same time. So it didn't just stop there. We knew we wanted to progress, and we knew we wanted to continue to do more videos. So I ultimately took my YouTube a little more seriously recently. So that is something that I just have to continue to do. And it's gonna never end, because I'm never gonna be satisfied with the content that I put out. I have to constantly put out more, but not just put things out just to put them out, but actually think about things before I say them. Identity number two, active self-discovery. Because of the first identity, our hunger leads to active self-discovery, because we constantly have this need to understand who we are as people. We're not gonna be satisfied with our occupation. Oh, I am a plumber. That's not all you are. You may find some point in your life when you're interested in mathematics, in science, in philosophy, in film, the art of thinking, the art of creating, art of architecture, anything that you can think of. But you may find different points in your life when you're interested in different things. And that's important to discover and to actually search for those things in our lives, because that's what's gonna fulfill us. We're not gonna be fulfilled taking commands from other people. And you don't even have an offset to that. That's why this generation wants to constantly promote being your own boss, because they're not gonna be satisfied taking commands from another person that's fulfilling their dream. What they're gonna do is say, okay, and study those people. That's why I think the only thing that's constant that you should be all the time is a student, because you should constantly study, constantly learn how to question and to discern truth from falsehood. We should try that as best as we could. I know it varies sometimes, but that's just what we're built for. We're built to challenge things, break old things down, and build up new. So this constant self-discovery is an ongoing battle, because we're constantly changing as human beings. But it is something that's beautiful, and that it does fulfill us. And ultimately, it leads into the third identity. Identity number three, experimentation. Because our hunger leads to active self-discovery, that ultimately leads to experimentation, because you're going to have to try new things that you are not sure about. But you're going to take that data and use it and analyze it for the next time that you want to do another experiment. Now, this has definitely been done throughout the course of pretty much history, back as far as we can track it. You could take Elon Musk. He's experimented with different businesses and taking the most, some of the most huge risks that we can calculate and identify contemporarily, with Tesla, with SpaceX, just trying to save the company, period. He had to take a risk, and that's an experiment because the odds were not in his favor, but he still was able to take that risk and ultimately win in the end. And he's still winning to this day. But this generation of folks are not willing to just sit back and do nothing. We are productive beyond measure, to be honest. We're constantly moving. Even if you love music, if you love dancing, these people are always in studios. They're always working. They're always trying to be masters within their craft. And that's what that's what everything is all about nowadays. It's about becoming who you were meant to be, which is a well-rounded individual. Anything that you touch, you're gonna do well in it. Anything that you think about, you're gonna think well about it. Anything that you can question, you're gonna ask good questions. You can ask questions that lead to different questions. And that just means more knowledge has to fill inside of each of those questions, each of those empty slots. And the masters of the field have to be able to either answer those questions, or they will have to lead you in a direction to where you are set up, to where you can acquire that information. And our experimentation leads into our fruit. That's the fourth identity. Now, we all know that we should eat our fruit, that we should eat our veggies, because your grandpa, me, Millie, I told you so, right? I've been telling my grandchildren for years to eat your fruit. Eat your veggies. Okay, seriously, calm down. I know you want to eat your veggies now, but just a few more minutes. With the fruit, whatever it is that you just created, that you just willed into existence, the fruit provides more resources for you to bring more things into existence. And we know, even with common species, human beings, you have variety. So you're not going to get the same thing over and over. You're going to have similar things, but it's going to be something unique even about your fruit. So we identify things that are unique about us as individuals and the things that we produce, that we, even our children, our successes, our money, our self-expression, everything that you can think of, you can find something that is unique within it or something that is bound to be unique in the future. And those are the four identities that I've thought about and decided to share with you all today. And if you like this video, give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell so you get notified on all the videos that I make. Please leave a comment, share this video, and give me some feedback. Let me know what you think. And if you would like me to do more of these spoken blogs, then let me know. And I'll see y'all later. Peace.